Pete and Kimber.
Mix 94.5.
This is Jack Black with Pete and Kimber on Mix 94.5.
Don't go anywhere. The Pete and Kimber Show is the place where the stars come to play. In his only interview with anyone from Perth, Jack Black in full right now, Kimber.
It was kind of frantic upon arrival because you're trying to cover everything that you can with Jack in a short period of time. And I entered, and there's a lot of cameras and people around, and it's in a really tight hotel room in Sydney. And I firstly walked in with an unapproved dog guitar. So I took in a dog guitar hoping he would saxaboom it and play it for me, but I didn't expect him to ask to play it immediately. So the thing is that as soon as I walked in and he saw it, he went, "Give me that, I want that." And I accidentally sat down on the microphone and spent a fair bit of time trying to get started. So basically the interview starts before I even get a chance to introduce myself.
I did.
It's similar. Oh, it's similar.
I'm sitting on it. There we go. Well, I did. I mean, yeah, I don't know that I have permission to have it here. I was hoping to play it.
Oh, I think it's cool. Well, you have to play it.
If you want a saxophone, but
wait,
this
let's
puppy.
Wait. Let's wait until they get the tech figured out here. Are we all good?
Yeah.
To you.
Hold that mic for you while you saxophone.
Oh, are we not? We're on the radio.
I mean,
I'll hold your mic if
we're rolling.
Need,
if you want
if
to
you
play
need
it,
me to it and
it's acoustic as it goes, but you can also set it to dog.
That's crazy. Yes,
so if you
give it
wanna
to me. I want to play it right now. Will you hold my mic?
Of course. You actually make it sound great. Oh, that's,
I'm good at this instrument.
I mean, you've got extra. If you want, you can play your howling end.
Go see Kung Fu Panda 4. It's a heck of a movie. How do you turn this thing off?
You just stop it there. Oh, you're perfect.
Oh, thank goodness.
That was awesome.
That was fun.
Thank you. Thanks so much for playing our puppy.
I need to work on that song.
Well, look, it is a pleasure to meet you, Jack.
Pleasure's
I
mine.
Am Kimber from Mix 94.5. I've come all the way from Perth.
All right.
And you would remember Perth. You've been
yes.
there when you supported the Foo Fighters. I brought you a map of how far I've come to see you. And there's California,
huge.
Your home
yes.
state.
That
so,
really puts it in perspective. I never really thought about how huge Australia is. Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted you to see just
good Lord,
how
it's
far
almost
it's
the size of the United States.
3,942 kilometers to
yeah.
see you, and it's worth every bit of that trip.
I'll never forget.
Kung Fu Panda 4, it's absolutely great.
Thank you.
We love the franchise. Every single one of them is fantastic, and it's that thing of two that, like, you don't have to be a kid to enjoy it, which I think is the best part.
You know what's crazy is that a lot of the kids that enjoyed the first one are now full-grown adults that come and interview me. Were you one of those kids that saw Kung Fu Panda 1 when you were a child?
I was not quite that young, okay. but I had the pleasure of interviewing you over the phone for Kung Fu Panda 2.
Oh, yeah.
So we go a little ways back.
We do go back.
Now, I do feel now that you've been typecast as a panda. But what is your spirit animal? If there is an animal that represents Jack Black?
You know, it's a funny question because there's your favorite animal, and for me it would be the cheetah because they're so fast and just incredibly graceful and amazing to look at in slow-mo when they're stalking their prey. But then there's your actual animal that really embodies who you really are. I feel like those are two different animals.
Yeah.
My real animal is probably like a chipmunk or a squirrel. if I had my druthers, if I had my choice,
yeah,
I would go cheetah.
Dream big.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We noticed lots of food references in the film in Kung Fu Panda 4. Is there an Aussie food that you sort of dream of the way that Poe dreams of dumplings?
Vegemite.
Yeah?
I try to eat it at every meal. No, not true. I did try it once, and I thought it was a little salty, and I needed another. I'd like to try another Vegemite sandwich. But when I think about Australia, What is my favorite Australian dish? I don't know. Can you hit me with some famous Australian dishes, and I'll tell you which ones really tickle my fancy.
This is the tough part. We don't have that many.
Okay.
I feel like I'd throw you like shepherd's pie or pies, but they're probably English.
I love me a delicious shepherd's pie.
Lamingtons?
You know what I had here in Australia that I loved? I went down to Bondi Beach, and I had a chicken sandwich. And it was so good. Do you know a chicken sando place down on Bondi Beach?
I can't say I know the exact one.
I wonder if it's still there. It was a long time. These were back in King Kong days. I zipped over here for a little vacay, and I went down to Bondi Beach, and I made a chicken sando.
Oh, wait, you are dreaming of it.
I am.
You actually are.
I am.
Sail
away, sail away, sail away.
Maybe you can track it down when you come back in July. You are coming back with Tenacious D. Sadly, not coming to Perth. Like, how could we entice you to Perth? What would it take to get you to come and play on our world famous rooftop?
I'd love to come
rooftop?
To Perth. You know, I just got this tour schedule proposed to us, and I don't know what the promoter. I'm gonna throw the promoter under the bus. I don't know why we're not playing Perth, but next time,
please.
Yes,
we love you, and we really want you to come over now. Now I'm hoping
resting place of Bon Scott.
Yes.
Greatest lead singer of all time.
Oh, we have a statue. We have gates. We have everything going on at that cemetery. Yeah, for sure. Now, my co-host Pete couldn't come here today. Now, without me telling you anything about Pete and who he is or what my relationship is to him, is there anything you want to say to Pete?
I'd just like to say, Pete, you are complete. You are enough. You got it inside you, Pete. You've had it all along.
That's so inspiring. It's gonna take him a very long way,
what
I tell you.
What do you say to the stranger named Pete? And that was what came to mind.
No, I think that you really channeled him. I think that was perfect. Now, as part of coming to see you, which is an absolute delight, I have missed out on my friend Scott's 60th birthday.
Oh.
He's basically having a bush doof. It's like a big party in the bush, and I can't be there. I wondered whether you would do me the honour of just giving him a quick FaceTime to wish him happy birthday.
Of course,
I know he's a big fan of yours. I was talking about coming to Sydney to interview Tom Cruise, and I said, I'm hoping to go over and interview Jack Black, and he went, Tom Cruise? He's like, Jack Black is a much bigger deal.
Yes!
So,
thank you, Scott.
If you'd be willing, do you think we could give him a call now?
Of course, let's do it.
You absolute legend. This is my producer, Kerrod. He's ready to go,
Kimba, what's happened to you? Magnificent.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm using Kimba's phone. I just wanted to FaceTime you, Scott. I heard that you said some nice things, that you were more impressed that it was me that she was coming to interview than Tom Cruise. And I have to agree. I couldn't agree more.
That is absolutely true.
I've heard great things about you. Happy birthday, happy 60th to you.
Thank you so much, mate.
Thanks for letting me borrow Kimba for this interview. She's been awesome.
Obviously, I'm, you know, so very happy that you've got her.
Yeah.
She's bringing the vibe down, so it's good that she's there.
You're the best, Scott. Where are you at? You're at the museum? The Coca-Cola Museum?
I am, in fact, at the Coca-Cola Museum.
Man, I wish I could join you. I could use an icy cold one right about now.
It's 30 degrees. It's 50 miles in from the coast.
Glorious.
There's going to be some groovy tunes, a food van. I don't know why you guys aren't here.
Gorgeous day in Perth. You're right. All right, let's meet over there next time. How about it?
Please.
All right.
Scott.
Scott, are you kidding me? Jack Black just called you for your birthday, dude.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Scott. Happy birthday to you!
Legend.
Peace, brother.
Bye, Scott. That was awesome. Jack, it's been an absolute delight.
Man, one take.
Thank you so much.
My
truly
pleasure.
Awesome.
Thank you. Don't trip over the
saxa
dog.